Did you hear, and I'm about to play the Jesse Smollett update for you. Smollett. Did you hear that, before I do, did you hear that that wicked woman, Pamela Harris, the evil beta male, Cory Booker, and this weak guy, Tim Scott, who's supposed to be a Republican, righto, Tim Scott, they introduced anti-lynching bill. I think in Congress, and now they want to introduce to the Senate. Can you imagine that? What is wrong with Tim Scott? Is he righto? I can see the wicked, nasty woman, Kamala Harris doing it, and that weak beta male, girly beta male, Cory Booker doing it. What's that phone ring? Who call? Why y'all calling him in here? He's on the air. I can see them doing it, but why is Tim Scott doing it? Maybe we need to get Tim on the radio. Tim is weak. Beta! But these two Nigerian brothers were arrested on Wednesday in connection to the alleged racist attack on Empire actor Jesse Smollett. The brothers left for Nigeria the night of the attack and returned last week. They were taken into custody as suspects, but are now cooperating with the police. CBS is reporting the brothers told Detective Smollett, and Smollett, by the way, is that black guy from Empire who put out this phony idea, as far as we can tell, that he was attacked by MAGA folks wearing MAGA hats, and apparently they said that they tried to put a noose around his neck. All lies. I don't believe it. So CBS was reporting the brothers told Detective Smollett paid them to participate in the attack. Here's that.
The two Nigerian brothers arrested in connection with the assault on Empire actor Jesse Smollett are no longer suspects. They're now cooperating with police.
Amazing.
A source close to the investigation confirms to CBS News the brothers told detectives Smollett paid them to participate in the alleged attack on January 29th and that they purchased a rope found around Smollett's neck at a nearby hardware store.
Wow.
The source says detectives have evidence to corroborate the sale, something the men's attorney alluded to Friday night.
New evidence that was brought to their attention. Obviously, I had it. Obviously, my clients had it.
Amazing. Isn't that amazing? And the last one, soundbite, is one of the brothers is connected to Smollett through the show Empire, where he played a prisoner.
Police say the two men, identified as Ola and Abel Osundairo, were captured on surveillance video when Smollett said he was attacked.
There's any justice.
Ola Osundairo is connected to Smollett through the hit show Empire, where he played a prisoner in season 2. Both brothers apparently left Chicago for Nigeria on the day of the alleged attack and were detained when they returned this past Wednesday.
Amazing. And there is one other soundbite I didn't see down, it was down below. Detectives found ropes, bleach, and mask at one of the brothers' apartment.
Chicago detectives tore through an apartment looking for clues, and evidence log shows they found ropes, masks, and bleach. Chicago police released the brothers Friday night without charges. A spokesman says detectives have additional investigative work to complete.
He said, this MAGA country...
They need to put this MAGA person in jail.
In a recent interview, Smollett said he was sure the men in the photo were his attackers.
I think that what people need to hear is just the truth.
Amazing. Instead of MAGA, this person is mad. But let me tell you what I realized from all this. America, by giving into this phony ideas from these blacks of racism, and giving them affirmative action and giving them a dumb, weak black president, the worst ever president that we have ever had, Barack Obama, and letting them into your schools and businesses and all that because you're afraid of being called racist. you have attempted blacks to do these things. Because once you start giving them and giving into the false accusations, there's no end to their destruction. Remember, we have had stories in the back in the past where black people were attacking white people in schools and crying racism where racism never existed. They were painting things on the walls, so-called racist words on walls, and pretending that white people did it and found out that it was black people who were doing it. You did this, white folks, by giving into the lies of black people and catering to them about racism. You've set them up now to do these kind of things and Smollett. Smollett did this, I believe, he was trying to gain something from it. Some say he was getting written out of the Empire show. I don't know for sure. But you set this up. This is what happened when you give in to spoil people. Rather making black people earn their way, you gave in to them and with affirmative action and all that. And now you have this. And they have gotten away with just crying racism. We had a young girl. There was a young girl shot in Houston, Texas. You heard T called up from Alabama. Why didn't you say something about that young black girl shot in Houston, Texas, and by a white man, and you ain't saying nothing about that? And then find out a black man was arrested for it, and everybody went back to their hole. They know that they can accuse white people, and no apology necessary. No corrections necessary. And I guarantee you, Smollett was thinking the same thing, I believe. We'll see in the end, if they don't cover it up, what really happened. I didn't believe Smollett when this story first broke. He a radical homosexual. How can you believe a radical homosexual? The whole life is about lying. And then you have this even nasty woman, Kamala Harris, weak beta male, Cory Booker, and right-on Republican Tim Scott introducing a so-called anti-lynching bill. And I think it was passed. Everybody voted for it because they're afraid of black people. So now you're setting up for more of this stuff that Smollett has done to be happening. I'm telling you, folks, it's evil, evil. And our battle is good versus evil, right versus wrong. This is from Periscope. Mate That Dough. Is that right, Joe? Mate That Dough says, Jesse, I am Jamaican. I am not Nigerian. Jamaican and Nigerian are two different people. I totally understand it, buddy. Thank you. I agree with you. Say that again. Jay out of Canada. Jay, thank you for calling. Thank you for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All is well, sir. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. I called you a few weeks back, but your show was almost over.
Yes.
And today I call again, but it's a different question I have.
Okay.
I just didn't want to take a lot of your time.
All right.
I noticed something like that a lot of people, and even me, like I used to be like that, sometimes people try to provoke others, even though they're giving the right message, but they want to see a negative reaction from the other side most of the time, so they feel better, kind of. I don't know if you notice something like that or not, because even the people who listen to your show, because I listen to your show a lot, and they say, oh, I went to the other people and said this and did this, and I saw them, they were mad. And then they even, like, they kind of felt good about it, that to see the other party getting upset. I don't know. I just need your thought about that.
So you want to know what do I think about that?
Yeah, it is like, this is happening, I guess. I don't know if you noticed.
You're absolutely right. That's right. That's why we have to overcome the world, because people control you by your emotions. I don't know if you've been married or dated. You notice that whenever your woman wants to control you, she either tell you something good about yourself. Oh, Jay from Canada, you're so handsome. I'm so glad I know you. I love you. And then as soon as you get puffed up with those lies, she say to you, oh, I need $100. And you'll give it to her. But then if you don't give it to her, she say, oh, Jay, you're a dirty man. You cheap. And she gets you mad. And now you give it to her out of guilt, right? But if you overcome those emotions, then the people can't control you either way, because the children of the lie live off controlling people. Every time you react, you give your life to them.
Absolutely.
They control you.
I appreciate your feedback about that, yeah.
Yeah.